Praise be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 12. From north and south to the beautiful land. Thirsty, final events. In Daniel chapter 11, we find many elements of history. And in a way, it's a repetition, parallelism to chapter 2 and 7 and 8. So we have these kingdoms, Babylonia, Persia, Greece, Rome. Then papacy, but here in verse 40 of chapter 11 we read, and at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. Now remember, king of the south and king of the north. Okay, this was about Syria and Egypt, and they had battles all the time for centuries. But here, at the time of the end, the king of the north and the south, they came together. So what's going on here at the time of the end? Syria and Egypt, they are no more big powers anymore. So this must be a symbolism. What does the king of the north stand for and the king of the south? What is meant by these words? How we like to define this. Now, when Peter wrote his first letter, we find in the last chapter, in the last verses, chapter 5, greetings from Peter to this person and those persons from Babylon. From Babylon? He has never been to Babylon. And then we find in some Bibles, for example, there is a Roman Catholic edition of the Bible called Einheitsbibel, Bible of Unity. And there in the footnote we find Babylon, code name for Rome. Ah, now we understand. So the king of the north, Babylon, this is a symbol for the papacy. And the king of the south, this is a symbol for political power. And by the time of the end, we have a great religious power and a great political power. And we see them here in the maps. The political power, United States of America, the boss of the world in political reasons. And here on this map is a map of religions, and we see here the different Christian religions. The Roman Catholic color is pink, Protestantism is red, and Orthodoxy is orange. Muslims, green. Hinduists, blue. Buddhism, orange. Shintoists, Japan. Lamaists, here. And the tendency of the papacy for the last days is to perform something which happened during the Middle Ages all the time. There was a worldly power and a religious power. The papacy and the emperor in Germany, family of Habsburg, which reigned for 600 years. These religious and political power, sometimes in combination, sometimes against each other, but most of the time, they together reigned the people, the peoples. And in the end, we have the same threat. Two main powers, one of religion, one of states, they unite themselves to be the kings of this world. Till Jesus comes, as we can see on this piece of art by Maximilian Janscher, an Austrian artist, Seventh-day Adventist. We thank him for painting all these pieces of art for us. In the end, Jesus, at his second return, will take over all these kingdoms, uniting them in his kingdom, a new one, where peace and safety will reign forever.